This is KUT. We're less than 2 weeks away from seeing a draft of Austin's new land development code. That might sound boring, but it's hard to stress how big of an effect this could have. The city's code determines everything from how tall buildings can be to how walkable the city is. So with a first look at this new code so close, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey tells us what to expect. But first, a little Wayback Wednesday.
Way back to 1984. Prince, R.I.P., was big on the charts. Apple released the first Macintosh PC. Ronald Reagan was president. 1984 was also the last time the city of Austin overhauled its land code.
Obviously, Austin looks a little different now than it did in the 80s.
Alina Carnahan works for the city's planning and zoning department. In 2012, the city decided it was time to revisit its land development code. Which brings us to today.
All right, are we ready to do this? It is... Wednesday, January 11th.
A city staff and consultants prepare to unveil nearly 4 years of work. But in many ways, when the draft code comes out January 30th, the work will just be beginning. That unveiling will trigger a series of open houses in February and March where the public can learn about the changes. But they won't know until April what that might mean for their home or their neighborhood. Here's Carnahan again.
So you'll see what zone you're in. So while we're technically, by name at least, rezoning the entire city, for most people they're really not going to see a difference, or at least a very big difference in, you know, what their home is going to be zoned as.
City staff will then go through the comments and release a second draft in August. As for the final version of the city's shiny new code, that's expected to go in front of city council in April of 2018. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.